Russian forces launched at least three attacks on Kharkiv on Wednesday morning, using combat drones, according to regional officials. The strikes targeted the regional territorial recruitment and social support center and a logistics and transportation company. Oleg Siniagubov, head of the Kharkiv Regional Military Administration, tells the AP, "We currently know of three strikes by Shahids in this district of Kharkiv, an old residential area. We know of one victim whose injuries are minor. However, it was early in the morning and there were many people on the streets. The strikes damaged buildings and warehouse facilities too, and fires broke out," the State Emergency Service said. In wider Russian attacks, five people were injured, authorities say. Four have been hospitalized and one woman received medical treatment at the scene. Meanwhile, the Russian army has overrun three settlements in the southern Zaporizhia region as Moscow's forces expand their efforts to capture more Ukrainian territory. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.